Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 2:20 p.m. That is Pacific Standard Time. Today is December 27th. Well, today was a reasonably quiet day on markets, but I think it is more important to look at the markets that have had dynamic moves, because this is generally a quiet time of the year where a lot of people are off, and we've only got 3 trading days this week in the UK, 4 in the USA, and obviously 5 in much of Asia. Within Asia, there were 2 markets in particular that moved in here today. One was the A-share market in China, where it pulled back by, or the CSI 300 at least, pulled back by approximately 1.5%. And when we look at it on the weekly basis, we can see that it is right in the region of the trend mean, but it is, and it has been up and down over much of the course of December. What it, of course, needs to do is to string a couple of days together in order to confirm that we're getting a return to either supply or demand dominance, but this is a rather key area. But, of course, the because the CSI 300 has been more overextended, it has got more room in which to consolidate. So what that could contribute to is the A-share index pulling back below the MA, but the CSI 300 perhaps finding support in the region of the MA. Part of the reason that it pulled back today was because we're getting some pressure coming through on the technology shares. And then when you look at, for example, Tencent, having rallied to approximately 400 Hong Kong dollars, it is consolidating, but it is really still quite overextended relative to the trend mean, so there is potential here for some additional consolidation. Now, when we look elsewhere in Asia, then the Indonesian market really stood out. It was up in a dynamic manner. It's cleared that 6,000 level, and this is, and has been for much of 2017 so far, been a rather impressive advance. Not so much in how much the market has gone up, but the consistency of the move, where it has just eked out additional highs on a consistent basis with a very consistent progression of higher reaction lows. But now the pace of the advance is picking up. And when we look, you know, right across the Asian region, there is a couple of other dynamic moves that are worthy of consideration. What we see, for example, in Thailand, is that it has continued to hold this breakout. And when we look at the Korean market, it's engaged in a process of mean reversion. But what stands out is when you start to correlate some of the better performers with the performance of their respective currencies, because the Korean won has been strengthening, and now it's at new recovery highs. It hasn't seen highs like this since 2015. So we're starting to see that a number of these Asian currencies are strengthening up, and the Taiwan dollar is another example there, where it is testing the highs for the year, and really a clear upward dynamic would be required to confirm a return to dollar dominance. And I created this chart today. It's the spread between the 2-year treasury and the German 2-year, and you can see that it's up to 250 basis points. It hasn't been this high since the year 2000, and that's a pretty impressive move that we've had since 2008. There is a lot of people talking about just what we can expect from the euro-dollar rate, and how weak is the dollar going to be. Well, at some stage the euro is going to have some interest rate to back it up, and the ECB is moving towards, I think, tapering its quantitative easing in January, and it'll probably be done tapering by September. Well, if we're thinking 2 years out, so not to the end of 2018, but all the way through to the beginning of 2020, well, is it a realistic possibility that the Eurozone may be raising interest rates faster than the USA? And obviously, quantitative easing is a wild card, and it's 2 years is a long time in markets. 2 weeks is a long time in markets. So we don't obviously know that. But what currency markets tend to do is to, just like a stock market is a discounting mechanism, so are the currency markets. And they're generally looking anything from 12 months to 2 years out. And when we look at this medium-term chart of the euro dollar, then this looks like a first step above the base. So it has firmed from the region of the trend mean. It is really quite steady, and obviously there is quite a bit of to and fro when you look at just the daily chart. But if we really do consider that longer term chart and with some perspective, then this has been a reasonably steady consolidation between 115 and 120, and a sustained move above 120 would reassert medium term demand dominance. Well, if that's indeed the case, then gold prices are pushing back up here towards the $1,300 area, and they've been up on consecutive days. And if we look at this rally off the lows from early December, there have really only been two down days. It was pretty much it was up a couple of dollars on the 27th, and it's rolled over now because we're after 10 p.m. in the UK, which is when it rolls over. But this continues to look like a reversionary rally, which is taking us up towards this $1,300 area. It's at that point that we can probably anticipate some consolidation. But we're also starting to see that silver and platinum have also firmed from the lower side of their respective ranges, and palladium is holding that move above the $1,000 area as well. If we do have a somewhat weaker dollar environment, then that should be positive for precious metals generally. And some of the other dynamic moves that we've had in the markets in here today were in the commodity markets, with copper breaking upwards to new recovery highs. It has been consolidating for just about 3 months, and now in the final week of the year, it is reasserting on the upside. And so has Brent crude. Brent was perhaps not quite able to hold on to all of it today, but it broke upwards yesterday. And this is a pretty impressive break above the $65 area. It resolves this 6 week consolidation with a clear upward dynamic, and now a sustained move below the 62.50 area, which would be a midpoint danger line level, would really be required to question potential now for additional upside. This has been a particularly consistent advance since the middle of June, where we can see that there are these reactions of less than $5, and each of the breakouts has been sustained, and then they've been resolved, or each one of the ranges have been resolved in a dynamic manner. So as long as that remains the case, then we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. Now, with both the industrial resources and energy breaking upwards, then the FTSE 100 is at a new recovery high, considering that these represent fairly significant weightings within the index. And it's a pretty similar story for some of the other resources markets. Sorry, I'm not typing particularly effectively. But the Canadian market was also in new high territory in here today, and the Australian market was pretty quiet, but it continues to sustain this move above the 6,000 level. Meanwhile, the rand has continued to push its advance following Ramaphosa's victory. Obviously, he's not going to be taking power for a fair amount of time, but the currency market, as I was talking about earlier, tends to price things in upwards to of anything between 12 months and 2 years out. So the rand continues to price in good news from that particular event. Then, when we think about where are we in terms of the cycle, the return to performance of the resources sector. In fact, the resources sector spent most of 2017 doing pretty much nothing. So there is the potential now that it is going to be leading the way on the upside through to the beginning of 2018. And we anticipate that. That's what we would the return to performance of cyclicals in the latter stages of a medium-term bull market are what we expect. But when we look at the wider market, then this remains really quite a consistent environment. Now, the Dow Jones is 225 points away from that big psychological 25,000 level, so it's not at all beyond the bounds of possibility that we get some consolidation around this area. But the S&P 500, another example here, that it hasn't pulled back by 3% this year. And this is another very shallow consolidation over the course of the last 8 or 9 sessions. And as long as it is doing that, I don't think there's going to be anyone particularly worried. The VIX index has just pushed back above the 10 level, but this remains really very depressed levels indeed for the volatility index. And today we also had some strength coming back into the government bond markets. They had got right up to that 2.5% level just before Christmas, and then this was a dynamic move in here today. So what that suggests is that we are going to see some additional ranging below that 2.5% level. And I think that it is very easy to conclude that we are about to have the end of the secular bull market in bonds, but really what we need to see is confirmation, and most acutely confirmation would be in the form of a deterioration in the total return index. It has pulled back from the region of the trend mean, and it hasn't been updated through today. It's always updated with a 24-hour lag, but if that continues to decline, and most particularly if it fails to push back above the trend mean, well then we can continue to conclude that this is a rounding characteristic which is consistent now with top formation development. But top formation development and top formation completion are quite different, and I think that that is probably worth considering, that there is a lot going to happen in the bond markets next year, because we are coming out of this period of synchronized monetary expansion. It's been replaced by synchronized economic expansion, but what that also points towards is higher interest rates, and eventually that will represent a headwind. But I think we are still surfing the enthusiasm around tax cuts, and the potential for fiscal stimulus in the world's largest economy is still a significant factor. And the Nikkei has been consolidating here below the 23,000 level now for nearly 2 full months, and a sustained move above it would reassert a medium-term upside. And I think with that I will leave you for today, and I'll wish all the best to all of you.